ध्यानमनुश्लाक्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं दैतायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मे तदातरवोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतु तवैवास्मि न जिमानि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मां शरणमिति। Explain almost all the pastime, sweet pastime of Krishna. Especially I wanted to explain the glories of gopis. But I was involved in only Bal Leela Charitra. Only in this, so I could not go up. I wanted. So I want to tell some brief things. After Yashoda Maiya banded Krishna, he became Damodar, but Damodar of Srimati Maiya Yashoda. And after that, in Ras Leela, he became Radha Damodar. All the Sakhi binded Krishna with Srimati Radhika. Then he became Radha Damodar. So after these pastimes of Yashoda Damodar, this pastimes was when Krishna was at the age of 3.5 only. Seeing this, that so many troubles are coming, so many demons are here that try to kill Krishna, but by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Narayan, or by the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is saved. Kansa also thought that I've sent so many demons, my friends, to kill Krishna, but he could not do. They could not. Anyone to whom I sent to Braja to kill Krishna, they never returned. Never returned. What happened? So he wanted to go himself there, and himself he wanted to kill Krishna. So he made a plan. He rode on a horse and took his swords. He was so powerful, more than Putana, Agasur, Bakasur and all. He crossed Jamuna River and he has a very beautiful garden there, crossing river Jamuna. And when he reached and he wanted to cross the borderline of Mathura and entering in Gokul, at once he saw a very old lady, hairs all white, and her dress was somewhat saffron colors. Her name was Jogmaya Purnima. He asked and challenged Kansa. Kansa, where are you going? Where you are going? Stop. And at once he was just stopped. He was so powerful, but he could not disobey the order of Yogamaya. Though he was so old, he knew that he is going to kill Krishna. At once, forcibly, he took the hands of Kansa and he, in a pond,
drowned him.
And again, took out. And at once he felt, oh, I am a very old lady, crooked, black, no face, so ugly, and no power to also
walk.
Yogamaya gave him one stick and told him, you should be here. And you should, from today, we will do cow dungs. Cow dungs means?
Cow patties.
Cow
patties.
Eh?
Cow patties.
Cow dung to cow patties.
And you should be here. And she kicked from his feet or legs. And he went into Braj and he told that, see how old, ugly, a lady has come from Mathura and has engaged. And go and see, and if she is not good working, then you should kick her. So all became, they assembled there, and one by one kicking her, that lady. He wanted to run away from that place. But how to go? He wanted to return to his kingdom, Mathura. But he thought that if I am returning there, that anyone will not recognize that I am same Kans, and there also they will kick me. So what to do? So some days he was like this, feeling so much unhappy and ashamed. Then he began to pray, oh, Yogamaya, you should come and be very merciful to me. I will never in future come and try to kill him, Krishna. At once Yogamaya came, and again he drowned in that pond and quickly took off, and then he became Kans and quickly he ran away to his kingdom. So he never came in future to Braja to do any harm to Krishna. But he was sending. After this, all the Brajavasis thought that so many disturbances are coming here. Problems are coming. And there now no grass or cows to graze. So we should give up this place and we should go to any better place where there are grasses and our cows can graze, and this is the very best place. And they selected Vrindavan, and then they come. Here Krishna began to graze little calves. And one day he was grazing. At once a bakasur means a demon in the shape of crane. And Krishna, he wanted to take Krishna in his stomach, but Krishna became like a gola, iron ball, so burning and reddish. At once he and then he began to like this, but Krishna quickly took his two, one from back and other typing, and he again in two pieces. Krishna, that I was playing with you are also playing with, but if you are dying, what should I do? Nothing to do. But he gave him liberation anyhow. After that, or has to send any demon named Aghasur. Aghasur means Agnes, Pap. So many sins like if I have murdered Gurudev, father, mother, like this sins. He was embodiment of all kinds of sins in this world. He can to kill Krishna. But he could not do. He swallowed all the cowherd boys and cops, everyone. But he was waiting for Krishna. Krishna quickly came and he went also inside. And when Krishna came inside, he at once
closed
his mouth. But again Krishna came here, no air here and to pass. Everything was blocked. His eyes also came out. And at once he was cracked and his soul came out and wandering in the sky. But when Krishna by his sight like nectar, he saw all the cowherd boy and cocks, they at once in life all they came out of his mouth. And then the light which was in sky gradually came and entered in the Lord's feet of Krishna. Brahma was looking this. Oh, very big sannyasis and yogi doing so much hard austerities, it is very rare that they have the same
destination.
But how he quickly achieved so high class of liberation? He wanted to see some more pastimes of his Prabhu. And he wanted to stroll away the cowherd boys and cops and to see another what he does. And he quickly arranged. What happened in the meantime? That all the mothers of Braja, all the mothers of whole Braja, they used to love Krishna more than their sons and thinking that Krishna should be our son, so that we can take Krishna in our laps and always giving milk, always supporting and nourishing Krishna, loving with so affection. They wanted. Also, all the now girls of Braja, they have become like 7, 8. They have some intelligence also. So they wanted that, oh, Krishna should be our beloved, our husband. All the cows in Braja, lakhs and lakhs and crores of cows, they wanted to love Krishna like their children's calves. So what happened? Jogmaya at once dragged Brahma and she showed Krishna these pastimes of Aghasur murder. Killing. So actually Yogamaya inspired Brahma to stroll away the cowherd boys and calves. When they were taking prasadam anywhere in Bhandir Bhat the place, and they were playing themselves. Krishna sat in the middle and lots of cowherd boys surrounding Krishna were sitting there. One round, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, thousands of surrounding was there. But all who were back of Krishna, they are thinking that we are in front of Krishna. Those who are far, far away, they were thinking that Krishna, I am with Krishna. And they are giving something to him. Taking something. in the meantime,
cows there,
some thought, different. The grazing and grazing, they become of some distance. So Brahma had a chance to take away and stole away. Also, when Krishna or brother, the cowherd boys are searching their cows, their calves, in the meantime, Brahma took away all the cowherd boys and kept in a
cave.
Krishna was thinking that where my calves have gone, where my friends are there. At once he knew, oh, what happened? And then he became all the cowherd boy. He became all the
calves.
And he became all the bansuri, close up all goats. Sticks. Their kambalia. Kambalia, you know? Kambal.
Blankets.
And everything Krishna became. The boys, the cowherd boys, their voices, his tone of his speaking, their mood of walking, everything became like that. And Krishna used to take them and daily going to their homes and coming again in grazing and doing. He did like 1 year. And in this period, Gargachar told that this year is so auspicious. If anyone did married to in this year, they'll be happy forever. Anyone will not be widow, and the boy will be also so happy. So you should try to marry. If anyone has any child in their homes, they should also be married anyhow. How can they be married? Oh, they promise to each other, father and mother, that if there will be a son and my will be daughter, then we will marry. Or if you have daughter, I have son, then we should also marry. Like this. So all the girls were married. To whom they are married? Because Krishna was himself cowherd boy, so all marriage was done to. So all the gopis are the wives of Krishna. But in that shape, not in Krishna shape, but in shape of
cowherd.
Anyhow, it be it. I think the ghat pati yasi. Anyhow, they will do. Yogba is so expert and so powerful. So, Krishna became the son of all the gopis. And Krishna became the calf of all the cows. And he became husband of all the gopis. And the purple prasad. After a year, when Brahma returned, he was in confusion that Krishna is playing even with his cops and cowherd boy. But I kept there. I should go and see. And he went and saw that, oh, all are there, sleeping. And when he looked here, he saw that Krishna is playing with all. So Krishna is so perhaps powerful both times. When I am going to there, to them, and Krishna is taking all the boys and calves here, and when I am going there, he takes them here. But for 4 eyes here and 4 eyes here, he when he saw that, oh, in both places, how it began? Then he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. He saw that everywhere 400 Narayan was there, everywhere. And then he thought, oh, he is my worshipful deity, Brahma. He is my Aradhya Dev. and then he fell flat. And when he saw towards Krishna, he saw that again Krishna taking
rice
in his hand and with floating and searching again. Where my cowherd bear has gone, my friend has gone, where my cups has gone, like this. Brahma knew that, oh, he is Ishwara of Ishwar, Ishwara Sarva Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda, Sarva Karana Karana. He realized that he is even more than Narayan. Narayan is part and some part of manifestation of Krishna. Krishna is Swayam Supreme Personality. And all are some what? Incarnations, expansions of Krishna. Then he realized the truth and he prayed that I want to be a dust in Vrindavan or even a stone in Vrindavan where those who are called Jamadarni in India,
sweepers.
Even they, after their job, when they will return to their home, I will be a stone piece there and with water they will wash their feet on
a stone.
I want to be even at that stone. I'm not so lucky to be anything in Vrindavan, even a grass. But I want the mercy of all the gods. Anywhere I want to take a birth so that I should be sprinkled mercy of devotees, true devotees. So much he has prayed. After this, Krishna and Baldev went to Madhuvan to graze cows, and after that they came to Madhuvan or Talvan.
Talvan.
Where the trees of
palm
trees was there so much, lakhs and lakhs. All the boys wanted to take some juice of palm fruit because at that time they were written. So very beautiful smell was coming, berries,
sweet
fragrant. But they went there and he took a tree in his hand and he did like this and so many fruits came. At once the donkeys came and they attacked Krishna and Baldev and all the boys' friends. But quickly they were all killed by Krishna and Baldev. So, who are donkeys? Those who try to serve a king like Kans, their friends all are donkey, those who have no relation with Krishna and not serving Krishna. So those who are not really devotees of Krishna, they are like donkeys. They have no intelligence to see that how we can be happy forever. So all are donkeys. They want to taste this worldly desires. Sense gratifications. All are like demon, like this donkey. So Gurudev Baldev Prabhu is wholesale guru and he killed that donkey. After that they controlled Kaliya. They controlled Pralambasur, they killed Pralambasur. And so many things they did. Indra was also controlled. He has a false ego that I am creator of this world, I am supporter of this world. So Krishna wanted to
teach
a good lesson. So he told all the Prajavasi, don't worship Indra. Indra is not a Supreme Personality. He cannot do anything. He is like a servant of Krishna. But he has a false ego. You should worship Giriraj Govardhan. He can fulfill everything. He is Govardhan. By serving Giriraj Govardhan or cows, goat, gopi, gobas, every will be so happy. Nanda Baba do so. And after Indra became so angry, and he wanted to punish all the gopis and Krishna also, but he was punished. I have told all these things yesterday. So he saw it so that any demigoddesses, even Brahma, Shankar, Mahesh and all, but to speak of Durga, Kali, Ganesh, Shankar or any, they are not Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even not Godhead, only their God and gods, only the servants of Krishna. Not even to Krishna, to Khirudasai Vishnu or Garbhodasai like that. They are like God in this world, like Chaukidar.
Watchman.
Having no power at all. But we should try to respect them, not thinking that they are like God. In India, so many persons, they think that Ganesh, Shankar, Hanuman, Kali, Durga, and all the goddesses are same, like Krishna. No difference between Krishna and this. But this is wrong thing. We shouldn't try to do. Otherwise, it will be a very big offense. We should try to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And without His mercy, anything, anyone cannot do. So we should try to worship Him, to chant and remember. Best is thing that chant always, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. But you should try to give honor even to a grass. Because Krishna is there. In every autumn seas, so we will. But not considering Him that He is God. We are not God. We are not Brahman or Brahma. After that, Rasa was done, Rasa Leela. Very beautiful. For one day of Brahma, lakhs years continuing on. But everyone thought that, oh, this is only 12 hours night. Very quickly passed. After that, consent approved. You should go to Braja, and at that time Krishna was in Nandagaon. Go, and anyhow, by crew car, you should bring Krishna and Baldev. And here then will come, we all friends, like Mustik, Charun, and my all brothers, myself, and so many are here. We will crush Krishna and Baldev here. He cannot be saved. So anyhow you should be. Tell them that a fire sacrifice or anything, festival is going there, and you should come, invite them. Akrur went and brought Krishna and Baldev there. And Kansa was anyhow there, was killed. When there was a big council, Krishna and Baldev came in the council. There was a big arena, where all the Pahalwan, wrestlers, were wrestling together. When Krishna and Balram came there, Krishna and Baldev were like very smooth, very sweet. A boy of only 10 years age or 9 years age. And very delicate. When they came, at one Charan Mustik, like Himalayan mountain, so big giants. They invited Krishna, oh, you should come, and we will wrestle, and we will please our Maharaj Kamsa. Krishna and Baldev told and said that we are very little child, so we can wrestle with any boy which are in our age, equal age, equal weight. In our group we can, but not you two, you are so big, like so much giants. But they told that you are not a baby. We know that you are killed Putana, Agasur, Bagasur, always playing here, there, jumping, always wrestling to Sidam, Subal, Sakha and all others. We know all these things. So, they know you. And they dragged in arena. And they began to wrestle with them. At that time, Nanda Baba was there. Also, Kansa wanted to show Desi and Vasudev and Ugrasen Maharaj that how I am killing Krishna and Baldev, you should see. In your presence I will kill Kansa and, Krishna and Baldev. So he has invited all. He has invited all the good persons, rich persons there, to there, to see that festival. So all were there. All the wives of Jadav, newly married or married, were there also. So they were also seeing this scene. So they are telling to each other, ladies, that we should not stay here. Kansa is so bad person. He wants to kill Krishna and Baldev. That is, he has engaged Charuna and Mushtika and so many demons here. And if Krishna is wrestling here with Charuna and Mushtika, we should at once give up this place, otherwise sin will come to us. So anyone should not be stay there where demons wants to kill any sadhu. They have made a plan like so, and they are doing so nonsense here. So we should quit this place. Oh, we see that in Vrindavan all the gopis are so
fortunate
that they see Krishna in his usual form, natural form. And here we are seeing Krishna. We are lucky somewhat to see Krishna here, but here not natural Krishna. He is now wrestling with these demons, sometimes being some anger. Eyes are being ready, like, and other party
trying to kill him.
Trying to smash Krishna. So they are unlucky, and they are telling to each other, Punya bata braja bhuvo jadalan lilinga gura purana purusha bana chitramalla gapalayam shabala kadayam shabedam The Braj Gopi are so fortunate. In whole world, Braj Mandal is so glorious. So glorious. Why? Because Supreme Personality of Godhead taking his all opulence, with adorned with his all madhuris,
sweetness,
he has descended to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Especially, the gopis are there, so Vrindavan is glorious. If gopis are not there, Vrindavan is not glorious. If gopis are not in Vrindavan with Krishna, the Krishna will be only Brahma like zero, Shunya. So due to gopis, Krishna is so lovely, and all kinds of, four kinds of madhurya in Krishna. So Vrindavan is so glorious. Gopis are so glorious. When Krishna begins to go in his cow herds, with less and less go friends, with lakhs and lakhs cows, playing his own foot, with Baladev and so many boys, searching anywhere from his crooked eyes, and so many gopis, worshipping Krishna with their eyes, lovely eyes. Then Krishna smiles. Those who have seen this Krishna doing so, they are lucky. And their eyes are successful. Those who have not seen Krishna, not taken darshan of this Krishna in this way, how beautiful he is. Varaha piram natavarabhapu karnayo karnikar vibradabhasa kanaka kapisan vejayanti chamala randhan veinurathar sudaya puvayam gopa brindai bindarannam sabadarmanam prabhisatakitakiti. As if whole beauty, whole sweetness, whole sweet fragrance have come in Krishna. And Krishna is like new lake, clouds, as if water will come. And his clouds are like
thunderbolt,
lightning, so yellow, fragrant yellow. And he has taken float in his mouth. And he is telling something. What telling? Cling. And all are thinking that Krishna is calling me. All the gopis, deer, cows, calves, everyone thinking that Krishna is calling me. Yes. And all are attracted to Krishna. Varaha pidam natavara bapu. He is like natavara. What is natavara?
Transcendental dancer.
But in India, we tell bar to whom?
Bridegroom.
Who is going to?
Bridegroom.
By bridegroom. At that time, if a black person, black young person, not so much beauty, but artificially, he is made so beautiful. By so much giving here powders, decoration, goldly ornaments and everything. And he becomes prominent in so many persons. So he is called Bharat. The Krishna is like so beautiful now. He has not to be decorated. And if he is naked, even he is so beautiful. If any spot of black is given here, even he is so beautiful. If he is naked, so more beautiful. He will have not to take any help from any ornament, nothing. He is naturally beautiful. And so many cowherd boys surrounding Krishna. Kanhaiya ki jai ho, Kanhaiya ki jai ho. They are doing like so, glorifying Krishna. And Krishna with his gentle and so soft feet, he is getting his feet on earth, making some impression. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma comes there. So, and gopis are here and there, looking Krishna. And they don't know that what will tell others. And nothing to give their palak nahi gire. Always like this, they are looking Krishna. So beautiful Krishna there. So they are telling that these gopis are fortunate to see Krishna and to taste his beauty and all kinds of sweetness in full. But we cannot do like this. Even when Krishna supporting cows, grazing cows with Baladev Prabhu and so many cowherd boys, playing on float, Brahma, Shankar, Lakshmi worship the lotus feet of Krishna. So see, he is how high.
गोप्रस्तपाख्यमाचरन् जदमुस्मरूपम् लावण्यसार अस्मोत् धनन्य सिद्धम् दृग्भीतिवंत अनुस्वानुभवं द्वापम् एकांत धाम जससासी।
This gopis, how hard astarchy they have done. We want to do like same and to see Krishna in Braja, we want to have a bath in gopi womb to see and taste all these glories of Krishna.
Lavanya sar asamodha ananya siddham.
No need of any ornament for to increase the Krishna beauty. We sometimes take golden chain here, some iron rings here, some more other thing, but Krishna never. So he is more beautiful than Narayan 100 times, lakh times. He is more beautiful than Ram. He is more beautiful than Dwarkadish because he has no flute. Now he is young, but Krishna in Vrindavan is 10 years, very Kishore. In Dwarka there will be no gopi, no flute, no peacock feather. Not like natural beauty of Krishna there. So they are so fortunate. What they have done, we should try to do like them.
Jadohane vahanane mathalo panek prankhankhanardhudito okkhan marjanadho गायन चैनम अनुरक्त भी अश्रुकंठा धन्य ब्रजस्ती और रुकम मजाना जादो हने वहने में मथल हो गले
हाउ ग्लोरियस आर गोपीज दैट दे आर इन देयर होम्स समटाइम्स दोहने दे आर मिल्किंग काउस बट व्हाट दे आर डूइंग देयर माइंड इज नॉट देयर दे आर हैबिचुएटेड टू डू Automatically their hands are going and milking cow. But their heart is there, where Krishna is there. And they are singing what? Govinda Dhamo
Shagging.
In the morning or daytime or evening. And they are also doing that. Their hands are accustomed to do like this. Naturally. Nothing to do like this. Automatically. But their mind and tongues are going. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhadeti. Drumming in the house, they are also doing like this. Some are going to make sleep their children, and they are doing like this. Oh boy, you should sleep, you should. Not telling, clapping like this. Govinda Dham. House jobs, everything, but always remembering. Some are cooking, and in cooking they are doing. Govinda Dham. All are observed so much that tears coming, automatic, hearts melting. So all are engaged, whole day and night like this. They are making all their jobs, more than anyone, but always like this. So we'll have to do, to support our children, to do our house jobs, to maintain our life. but try to make something Krishna mood there, then your all activities will be like bhakti. And if you are not doing your all past activities also, without Krishna is like zero. If you are serving your father, mother, so much, but not chanting, remembering, you have to go to hell. Because our original father and mother is who? Himself, Krishna. His fathers of fathers of fathers. His sarva-karan karanam. So if anyone neglecting Krishna but doing all past activities, everything, but his all activities like zero. And if they are doing all things, brooming, clearing their houses, cooking, supporting children and everything, but remembering Krishna, like Govinda Damo Dharma,
Govinda Damo
Dharma, then your life is successful. Only money will cannot make you less successful and happy. Never. But if your all the jobs, all the activities, if it is touched with Krishna consciousness, then everything is okay. If something wrong there, it may be not complete, but even no harm. Krishna will make it full. So they are thinking that gopis are so much